took a kids, I think a large number of kids, if I'm not mistaken, to Peru, stayed over the weekend. Now, was this your first meet back after the holiday break?
Yes, it is. It was. It certainly was. We went all the way to Peru with 18 kids.
Tell us results. How'd it go?
The boys received a runners-up trophy, so second in the tournament. We had, of the 18 kids that we took, 12 of them medaled, and two of them were first place. So the kids did phenomenal this weekend.
That sounds like a pretty good road trip and very successful road trip, wasn't it?
A very successful road trip. Unfortunately, four of our lifters, one of them got sick the day before, and three of them got stranded on the road. So, unfortunately, I was unable to take the entire team, but a majority of them showed up.
I'm sure you're seeing progress from your first meet to this one.
Oh, my gosh, yes. All the kids are getting personal bests, and this meet in particular is one that a lot of records are broken. The Peru State football team puts on this meet every year, and the football players are the spotters and the loaders. And so when you have the football players cheering on the kids, it seems to help quite a bit, and the kids feed off of that, and they reach some personal records. So it's a fantastic meet to go to just for the atmosphere itself.
I had one of the dads, our good buddy Lance Frazier, to send me a video of a kid from Grand Island that broke the meet record in a 735-pound deadlift, huh?
Yes. I can't, what is he, Hunter Kermit or something like, I can't remember what the gentleman's name is, the kid's name is, but yeah, he's a diehard power lifter. This is all he does. I think he throws a little bit of shot put and discus, but he doesn't play football. This is all he does is live in the weight room. And it shows. The powerlifting community itself is just a phenomenal group of people, just like any other group, honestly. But, they're just kind-hearted people and down-to-earth folks. So, yeah, he was a great kid to watch.
What's the schedule look like for you going forward now?
Well, we have a meet coming up in February, first part of February. We get to go to Lexington. And then after that, we'll hopefully qualify a number of kids for state. There's qualifying totals that they have to meet, and it's invite only. And so hopefully I'll take a few kids to that. Unfortunately, not all of them will be able to qualify. It's just, coming up through the ranks. And then after that, we'll go to Verdigris Niobrara at the end of the month. So February, we're going to be hitting three out of the four weekends. So it'll be a very busy week, or busy month, sorry.
In the meantime, those kids continue lifting a lot in their weight classes, and that will help them in the competitions, won't it?
Yes, absolutely. They continue to make some pretty big strides and progress in the weight room. And so, yeah, they're doing exactly what they need to be doing. And they never cease to amaze me how much they can accomplish in a season. So, yeah, they're doing phenomenal.